Okay, so this week's parsha.
How to deal with goyim.
Parsha's Vayishlach. In this week's parsha, Esav collects a massive army and approaches Yaakov Avinu and the Machane, his encampment. Yaakov Avinu prepares and places his children and wives in separate camps, ensuring that there shall at least be some survivors. Finally, they meet. Ah, it's a very momentous occasion, right? Yaakov Avinu is completely machnia himself, bowing towards Esav in a sign of respect of covenant.
That's for sure.
Esav, as Rashi tells us, is overcome with mercy, with tremendous rachmanis, and runs towards Yaakov Avinu to embrace him. As I said, Rashi says, to embrace him, even going as far as kissing him. Of course, the two dots, the dots over the letters, of course, as we know. But Yaakov Avinu's attempts to appease Esav did not stop there. He begs Esav to take the gifts that he prepared for him. He says, Kach na es birchasi. Please accept my homage. Please take my gifts I have brought to you. Oh, interestingly enough, very, very, very interesting. The Torah uses the word birchasi as opposed to matana or mincha. Kach na es birchasi. Not kach na es minchasi, which would be more fitting for the context.
Think like bracha.
Oh, even more curious is that the Torah already used the word minchasi referring to these gifts. It says in the previous parsha, Hashem said, I gave giving you minchasi, my minchas. So it's very interesting. Like, why does the Torah use the lashon in reference to these gifts? This is in Perek Lamed Beis. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yudalid, in reference to these gifts, as Yaakov, you know, speaking, I apologize, he uses the lashon mincha. And yet when he speaks directly to Esav, he actually says the lashon bircha. Bracha. Rashi, seemingly bothered by this exchange, explains that in fact, birchasi does mean minchasi. Rashi even had to like be on that nekuda. So, oh, whoa, the Gemara says later on, I mean, the pasuk says later on, birchasi, mirchasi, mirchasi, they must be interchangeable. But still, why change now? What is the significance, Yaakov, of you using the word birchasi instead of the word minchasi?
He's tricking him again to
I believe that Yaakov Avinu was trying to send a message to Esav. By using the word berchasi, Yaakov Avinu was trying to make reference to the brachas which Yaakov Avinu took from Esav. Very good. As mentioned previously, when Esav comes upon Yaakov Avinu, he is faced with a tremendous, tremendous blessing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon his brother. Esav sees firsthand that Yaakov Avinu's great riches, a clear kiyum of all the blessings of Avram and Yitzchak, which Esav felt he was supposed to receive. This is not just any bracha, but this is the bracha. Oh, the bracha that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov. However, we must ask a very fundamental question. If Yaakov Avinu is referring to the Bechorah by saying Kach Nes Berchasi, how can he simply offer up the blessings back to Esav? Why is he saying, take my blessings? Did Yaakov Avinu not go to great lengths to receive it in place of Esav? How could he, in any sense, imply to give it away to him now after the whole thing of taking the brachas? Can design it, doesn't make sense. With this, we arrive at the yesod of the message of Yaakov Avinu. I think he was trying to send a message to Esav. Oh, what the message that he was trying to send to Esav was, the true value of the Bechorah is not judged by the accumulation of money, of wealth, of material wealth. That's not it. It's much more than that. The bracha of Yitzchak and Avram Avinu is in essence a life mission, a life of purpose, and of meaning for ourselves and for others. The money is only there as a hechitim, as they say. It's only there as a means to facilitate the idea that we should live higher lives, that we should live greater lives. Everything that we ask, every bakasha that we should ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bakasha of Hashem, give me something so I can be able to better serve you in other ways. Oh. And therefore, the wealth and the honor that were a means to fulfill the holy mission that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted for us is not the end into and of themselves. A gift is to be utilized to bring Kedushin to this world, to be Magala V'Dvar Hashem, and to raise Klal Yisrael up to receive the Torah. I mean, it's really, ultimately, that's what it's about. The material wealth that came along with Yaakov was only there as a Hechitimsa to become a greater person, to then be able to do more mitzvahs, to bring more Kedushin and Torah into the world. Esav only sees the external. That's Esav. Esav is Adam Edomazeh. He only sees the outside. He doesn't understand that the external is only a means to be able to then strengthen the internal to bring it to a higher place. Yaakov Avinu's message to Esav was clear and direct. And this is what I want to say. Esav, if you think the blessings are so superficial that the sum of their parts is just the Gashmias, then yes, you could take it. And Adarabah, if you would take it, I'd still have the brachas. Because that's not the Ikar Bracha. The Ikar Bracha ain't the money. Dikur bracha ain't the house. It ain't the Bentley. It ain't all the nice things. It's what all those things can help one. And by the way, that means that a person has to think deeply, are those things helping me in that endeavor? People very, very much are just roidif after money. For what? For what purpose? To have money. That's all it is. You've turned the means to become better into the ends themselves. And in no uncertain terms was Yaakov Avinu trying to give away the blessings. Chas v'shalom. For even if Yaakov Avinu were to give away all of his wealth, it would still not remove the true bracha from Yaakov Avinu, from Avram Avinu, from Yitzchak Avinu. The mission of the brachas would forever remain with by Yaakov. Once we know this, we can now appreciate even more deeply Yaakov's response to Esav of what? Yesh li koil. I have it all. He truly Yaakov. He had everything. Not only in the material sense, he had attained everything. But he attained it in a much more profound way. Yaakov had now the sense of mission and of purpose that we would be guideposts for his entire life. Yaakov understood the important truth. Wealth comes and goes. Status can be gained and lost. And by the way, and nowadays we've seen it even more, in a matter of hours. You can get canceled like that. But a life mission lasts forever. And that's the kachnas berchasi. Take the blessings that you think these are the blessings. These ain't the blessings. The real blessing is the idea of bringing Dvar Hashem in this world, of getting other people to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I implore everybody, that should be their main mission, how to get other people to love Hashem. That's it. That's what Yaakov Avinu lived for. That's what Yitzchak Avinu lived for. That's what Avram Avinu lived for. They had their own unique ways of how to do that. But the ultimate goal at the end of the day was how to get people to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's not the schnitzel.
It's the schnitzel. You know, Avram figured it out before Chabad did, before anybody, which is to fill the people's stomachs. You bring them close to Hashem. But it was only a means to the end. To understand that it's all about the Ratzon Hashem, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's so much to love. Good Shabbos.